B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia. Taking some calls. Basically, the Trey Hendrickson thing is out there. I also think it's worth pointing out that nobody had Laremy Tunsil getting traded before he got traded. Washington at this point has made two really significant trades to get Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil. They've signed a bunch of players. They don't have a ton of cap space left as it's currently constituted. They can still make moves and create it, though. At this point, we are 1 week past, 1 week into the new league year, right?
Yeah.
A lot of moves have been made around the league. Do you feel like this is your Washington team, or is there another, obviously the draft is to come, but like, is there another one of these big moves to come? Rusty's in Delaware. What up, Rusto?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right, same to you, man.
Hey, before I get into my answer, real quick, you mentioned earlier, JP, about the holiday becoming less and less alcohol fueled. I think I'm 42 years old, but I think the numbers kind of show that the next group of people under us are not drinking as much.
So I think that's where that's stoned all the time.
Probably since it's legal almost everywhere. Probably, I mean, you could have a good time and not worry about getting in trouble, and you know, you wake up in the morning and you can go to work. So, and on a personal note, tomorrow is 150 days sober for me. So,
we're good for you, man. Congrats.
Yeah, man. It, not a problem, but it was just I was somewhere where I shouldn't have been, and someone gave me a drink that had something in it, and the effects of that caused me to say, "Nah, I'm good."
Yep.
So, So, as far as the moves, when Peters took over, I had kind of told my buddies, like, "Hey, we have no depth. The guys that Rivera had drafted and brought into the team just didn't provide anything as far as deep. I mean, hell, it probably didn't provide a whole lot of starters either, as we've seen. But I was thinking that we would go to the old model of you draft offense and you sign free agents on defense." Kind of looks like that's the plan. I didn't see the one-year stuff happening. But I do feel like when the draft time comes, the best player available, I think, will go offensive best player available. And I do think that there will be a move for a defensive end, an edge rusher, somebody of that nature, maybe even that kid out of Cincinnati.
You still think it's coming? All right. Thank you, Rusty.
Yep.
Appreciate you, bud. And what about you, Brian?
I kind of agree with Rusty. I think that they're still trying to get something done, but if not, they're going to try to make something happen in the draft.
I think in the draft, there's not a lot they can make happen.
I'm just saying draft someone.
Draft.
That's what I'm saying. Make something happen. Like, by drafting someone, because let's be real. They are going to, if they're trying to work stuff out, something that happened, they have to make another move. You know what I mean? But I think you're going to try, because as we get closer to the draft, you and I have both stated this, when you start getting closer to deadlines, things begin to happen.
Yeah.
And that is going to happen too. When think about Cincinnati. As they get closer to the draft, either they're going to have him done, or they're going to have to be thinking about something, because they got to sign their rookies.
Jordan Reed is a friend of the program, ESPN draft analyst. He tweeted out this morning, and I retweeted it. I just thought it was well said. Draft wide receivers, tackles, and edge rushers early, because good ones that are worth it hardly ever hit the open free agent market. I think we've all got to change our opinions about free agency between the rising salary cap and the tags, the franchise tag, transition tag. People don't hit free agency, man. I'm curious if you think Washington still has a big move coming. 800-636-1067. Phone lines are open. Landini, what say you, dude?
I'm happy with what they did. I think that they need a pass rusher. Other than that, I'm good.
I'm with you. I think the consensus I've heard is that they definitely got better offensively. You had Deebo, you had Tunsil.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty significant play. Defensively, there's a question there, especially you lose John Allen. I think losing Allen, a lot of that is about getting Newton on the field more. I think they clearly think they found something in Kinlaw. I know that not everybody agrees, but we don't know what that's going to look like. I think it helps them more than people realize. I know you like what the tape you watched of the kid, Martin. Not even a kid, Jacob Martin, the yeah. Bears guy. He's been on a lot of teams. Will Harris, I think, is interesting. Defensively, it will be interesting. I think they're definitely going to add there in the draft. But I think at 29, it's a BPA situation anyway. Like you're adding what you can. Do they have another move in there? You're really, really low on draft capital. It doesn't mean they can't do it, but you'd be really, really low. Would you be comfortable? Right now, they have five picks.
I think if they get a guy like Henderson, I mean, I know everyone talks about draft capital. If I got Henderson on my team, he's better than two or three draft capital people. So if I got the guy that's legit, then I don't need to have those two or three picks. Because I got somebody who is legit, who's proven, and you know can play. And then I got to wait and see if it's going to hit or not.
Well, and I think if you have a top five, top 10 pick, you should feel like that's an immediate starter game changer.
Mm-hmm.
But at 29 and then 61, people get caught up in prospects. Hendrickson is not a prospect. He's a dude that can play tomorrow and help. Looking at mock drafts now, you do see a lot of Commanders taking edge help early on. I don't know what the hell they're going to do, honestly. I
believe they're going to address the edge. I mean, I know people say best player available, this, that, and the other. If they don't have a move, my belief is that they're going to address the edge. You know, and I think, listen, we don't know exactly who can hit for them. And I know we look at things top first 10 pick or whatever. You can find other guys later on that can probably get it done. And I keep harping on the way how that they develop people. That makes a world of difference to me.
Let's hope it happens, right? I mean, this year they drafted, of their draft picks, you got significant playing time, maybe not the offensive production you wanted, but you had guys playing. I think they did pretty good with Jaden. Do you think they did good with Jaden?
They did outstanding.
Okay. So Jaden counts one for one. Johnny Newton, once he was healthy, was on the field a lot. Sammer still, I think, if you hadn't drafted Jaden freaking Daniels, we'd all be talking about
Mikey was unbelievable.
Right, a great pick Mikey was. Sennett, you didn't get the production you wanted, but he was on the field a good amount. I'm cool with that pick. Coleman played a ton.
Yep.
McCaffrey played a lot. Again, the production wasn't there, but he's still on the field a lot. And then McGee, Hampton, Javonte Jean-Baptiste was your last pick, who actually kind of developed into a rotational player for you. If you could stack a couple of those drafts, just this year they're not going to have the volume that they did last year. And as of now, they won't have it next year either. So it will – I think if you look at Philly, and everybody talks about Philly as like kind of the standard bearer, they've just drafted really well over a series of years.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of news here. Maybe this happened over the weekend. Or maybe I just missed this.
What is it?
Did OZ sign with Chicago? It looks like Alamide Zaccheaus has signed with the Bears. So that, I mean, does take one guy off that had a, I mean, whether he should have had that big of a role or not, he had a pretty big role last year in Washington. He was probably their third leading receiver. It was Friday afternoon. It must have been Friday after we got off. But if you have Debo, I like OZ a lot.
Yes, that was 3 days ago. There was some things saying he was signing with them.
Yeah, I don't know that it's like official yet. But OZ's wasn't really like a deep threat for them, I would say. And maybe they just viewed Debo as the much better option there. Because OZ did a lot of that little underneath action on the crossers and stuff. I wonder, I mean, clearly they targeted Debo and let OZ walk because they brought Noah Brown back.
Debo does a lot of what the kids was doing. So
hopefully better.
Yeah.
OZ was an interesting dude, though, man. Really, like, thoughtful, smart guy, UVA guy. I missed that one, dude. So OZ's gone. I think I'm if they want to bring him in. Sheldon Day they brought back.
Yeah.
Noah they brought back. I think Trent Scott they brought back. So there's a bunch of folks that they're kind of re-racking. Wiley apparently redid his deal. I don't close the door on them making another move, but I think it's hard. Just given the draft situation now, part of me still thinks something's lingering out there, but I won't be shocked if this is more or less the team they've got going into the season.
No, I wouldn't be shocked.
But plus whatever draft picks.
I believe we, with our mindset, put more on the amount of draft picks than they do. They want more, but if they don't have them, then that makes them have to be a little bit more meticulous about who they're going to get. And if you just look at last year, they hit on their draft picks. More than you'll say that they didn't, they hit. And if you put three years of that together while doing the things they've done, you set yourself up for now. You start to have that form, like a form team type thing going.
That's the way to
do it. And I think that's the ultimate goal of what they want to do, is have it established to where when veteran guys are now beginning to get close to the end, the guys you drafted are hitting their stride. And if you could keep it like that, that works out perfectly for you.
I mean, that's got to be the plan. I mean, that's how Philly's able to operate and let Sweat leave and let Milton Williams leave, because they have replacements for them in the building. And then, I mean, in the ideal world, this is what Baltimore's done forever, is you keep losing players to free agency, getting those comp picks, which are overstated in what they're supposed to be. Then you don't actually get a fourth or whatever, but it's
after the fourth.
It certainly helps.
But if you are a team who drafts well, that can help you. Teams that don't know what the hell they're doing half the time, it won't help them. They pick wrong when they got their regular picks. They're
more
pick
cracks at the pinata, guy. Man. Yeah. That's what you want. Did you see the Stingley money?
Yeah.
That is significant, dude.
Yeah.
30 mil for a corner.
But you think about it. Receivers and quarterbacks are getting paid. Pass rushers and defensive backs, cornerbacks, they have to get paid. You know, if you're going to have – they're making that money and I got to go against them and I'm considered the best or one of the best, I got to get paid as well.
Totally, dude. I mean, that's just a lot of cash. And mm-hmm. Did you see that the stat Lamphill sent us? That Kirk Cousins has now made more money on the football field than Tom Brady?
Yeah. I think Tom might have a little bit more, though, because he's done some stuff off that field.
Sure, but
even though he has the divorce, he got some chatter, bro. But what it shows you, it's not necessarily it is better. It's just the money is different these days. Like, hell, we talk about Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer. Tiger made 10 times more money than all of them put together.
Yeah.
Because the money is totally bigger and different. But we still look at, when you look at Jack making $1 million 40 years ago, if you were to add inflation to it and you see what that is today, then you might have a difference. But it's never like that. We just look at the number how it was.
Inflation, get your ass, man. what do you think of the Falcons holding on to Kirk?
I don't
understand. Think there's a move coming there?
I think that as you get closer to the draft, or even after, people want to do stuff. You know, they want to see. That's when they want to work and maneuver things. Somebody may call you and want something for them. At least you'll get something for them instead of just letting them walk for nothing.
I wonder if you actually just really want him as your backup. You got a young quarterback. What did Penix start? 5-6 games, maybe?
Hell no, you don't want no $50 million backup.
Penix got hurt a lot.
Yeah, but you don't want a $50 million backup. You want to be able to have that dude, a backup, make less money. Not 50, and you hold on to him right now because it could be a benefit. But the moment they see Penix is working this thing, they're not going to have no $50 million. That is killing your cap. For a backup?
But they've already paid him. Like, they've already committed the cash.
Don't make a difference, Jay. You still got to put a team out on the field. And I'd be damned if they want this one guy who...
Doug, they just had to give him another 10 mil. He just hit his roster bonus because he was on the roster
Why not? They already gave it to him. But still, I don't think they want to continue this thing on because it's going to handcuff them building a team.
They're not going to re-sign him, but he's already signed, sealed, delivered for this year. That's why he went to Atlanta, because Minnesota would only give him the 1 year.
Yeah, okay.
I think one person that should be miserable is my man, White Brian. The Giants quarterback situation just continues to be a mess. I currently waiting for Aaron Rodgers. They hosted Russell Wilson and now host Jameis Winston. If you got to pick one of that crew, B, who do you want?
I want Jameis. I think he's a better interview. He's more entertaining.
He's definitely.
And then I want to be able to sit up here and laugh with White Brian, or at him all the time.
White Brian, Rodgers, Russ, and Jameis, dog.
I'd also prefer Jameis.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
So you don't care about winning or losing?
I hope they lose in a fun way.
See, if we had that mindset back in the day, we'd have been much better off.
Much peaceful. much more peace. All right, we're going to get back to the NCAA tournament. Troy Macker's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts about the tourney is when your underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets can get even better, because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, the ones that refuse to go quietly. We talked about VCU and American. I hope those are going to be those guys going through the tournament and upset somebody. We will definitely love to see somebody knock off Duke. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your Dog of the Day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything can happen in March. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Wage of at least plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.